By some of the videos I've made, some of the podcasts, and there are some interesting questions people ask Floridians when they either when they come to visit or just if they live out of state, out of country. I work as an English teacher, an online English teacher, so I talk to people from different countries around the world. And when I mention I live in Florida near like Disney World, there's always certain types of questions. One of the first questions people kind of do wonder is, what do you call people from Florida? And we're called Floridians. So if you've ever wondered, we are called Floridians. That is our title, I guess you would call it. For people like myself who are a native Floridian, there are some terms for native people from Florida, but I'm not really sure how accurate those terms are or how polite those terms are. So that might be a whole nother podcast at some point in the future. But for now, let's look at some questions. I found these online. Some questions that people may ask you if you live in Florida. So if you've ever wondered what the answers to these questions are, here is my answer. So the first question that I have here is, so do you go to Disney World, like, every weekend? I get asked this question a lot. Like I said, I talk to students in different countries, and when I mention Disney World, first, they get, many times it's confused because they think Disneyland, so they think I live in California. So after I explain that, no, there's two, there's Disneyland out in California, Disney World here in Florida, then their next question is, well, how often do you go? And I have to tell them that it has been a very, very long time since I've been to Disney World. I did think about going, I think it was back in the early part of 2020, prior to things that happened in the world, but it didn't quite happen. And now, it's seeing the way Disney's going with some things, I'm really not that excited to try to go to Disney World. So, do I go to Disney World every weekend? No. But may I recommend SeaWorld? SeaWorld's a great park, and I don't go there every weekend either. But what is probably common for someone who does like Disney is that we do go to theme parks. Many people in Florida go to theme parks more often than people in other states. So I go to like SeaWorld like maybe once a month, every 6 weeks, something like that. It just depends. All right, the next question is, have you ever had an alligator in your swimming pool? So people really do worry about alligators. They kind of think that they're just crawling around everywhere, and we know that's not true, but yes, alligators can get in swimming pools. Just depends on what the environment is like. Maybe they're in distress, maybe they just wanted a new place to hang out, they got kicked out of the pond where their friends were at. They can be a little territorial at times, so yes, you may find an alligator in your swimming pool. Do not try to get it out yourself. Call the police. Probably the police is the best, probably like 911, and they will work on sending out animal control, things like that, fish and wildlife, to come and help you out. But do not try to get the alligator out yourself. Not a good idea. Another question people ask is, do you spend every day on the beach, or how often do you go to the beach? Again, it's one of those questions that it's like, not that often. Last year, I actually went to the beach, I think, 3 times, 4 times, which is very unusual. Many times, it's only once a year or never in a year. So, now, there are other people, though, who do, they go to the beach at least a couple times a week. Some people, if they live right on the beach, certain areas down on like Satellite Beach, down in like Cocoa Beach, you can just go and walk out on the beach whenever you want. It's very close by. You can live in close proximity. For me, where I'm living is at least like a 30-minute drive to get to a beach. So it takes a little bit of time, but they are still very, very close for me. Another question is, does it ever stop raining in Florida? Yes. Sometimes we are wondering when it is going to rain. But Florida weather is very unpredictable, especially like during the summer. It's extremely unpredictable. 1 minute it can be beautiful skies outside, and 2 to 3, 5, 10 minutes later, it can be pouring down rain. And that rain could last for, again, 5, 10 minutes, or it could last the rest of the afternoon. You just never know with Florida sometimes. It can look like great skies, you can plan the day, and then it can get totally rained out. So it's just something you have to deal with. But it's just like any other place, you have weird weather sometimes, so it's just Florida. People do ask kind of about the forecast is for a Category 2 hurricane. Why aren't you more upset? Hurricanes, again, are very unpredictable. Where a hurricane's track is on the radar, you know, leading up to when it makes landfall can be super unpredictable. So getting all panicked about a hurricane that looks like it's coming your direction, it may literally hit you, or it may swerve off and go below you, it may go above you. So really, there's no point. I mean, also, there's no point in getting worried. There's nothing you can do about it. Your job is just to be prepared. And if you live in like a low-lying area that you is prone to flooding, definitely you should move out just to be on the safe side. Go find some place that's higher, drier ground. If you're in an area that is very prone maybe to tornadoes, we do have some areas like that, that just because of the way the land is, if there are tornadoes spawned by a hurricane, it can be a bigger deal. So you should definitely take that into consideration. If you're living in a very old home with a bad roof, or a manufactured home, something like that, you do have more concern. I live in a cement block house with a relatively new roof, and where I live, there's an island in between myself and the ocean for the most part, which kind of keeps storms out along the coast, or they just swerve to the north or swerve to the south. So there's no point in being worried. There's nothing you can do about it. Just be prepared. That's all you can do. All right, the next question is, but isn't it really hot in Florida? Yes. Now, we're not like Hawaii, where, as far as my understanding is, Hawaii is like warm all the time. Florida, like right now when I'm recording this, Florida is, I'm not sure the exact temperature. I believe it's like, it was 38 degrees overnight. But it's gonna be like a high of in the 60s or almost 70s today. So we do have big fluctuation in weather, especially during like the winter time. During the summertime, it will stay. Our lows would be like in the mid 70s, and it can get up to, you know, 93, 94, 95, but we'll feel like 100 and something. So, we do get cool, but we do tend to stay more hot and more humid for most of the year. So if you don't like that, don't come here. Next question we'll look at here is, don't you ever get sick of the climate? Warm weather. Well, this time of year, when I'm watching people deal with 6 to 8 inches of snow, knowing that there is ice underneath and they can't go places, they're losing power, they are sliding around the road in their cars. No, I am perfectly happy to live in Florida where it is just a little bit cool. We have nice sunshine. We deal with hurricanes. I will gladly deal with a hurricane rather than a snowstorm. I know you people may not agree with me, but that my personal experience, I do not have any interest in. Another question is, isn't Florida just a bunch of old people? Now, Florida, in certain parts, like the Villages area, and some other communities throughout the state, do have a large population of people who came to Florida to retire. That is true, and it did used to be, I think, a much larger percentage of the population. But as a lot more industries are coming here, we were with the cruise industry, the space industry, some different, I can't think of the other businesses I had in my mind, but a lot of industries are coming here. We're really, it's more, middle age is definitely more the average age of the population rather than people 65 plus. We do still have a lot of people who are, you know, 65 plus who are living here. So yeah, we do have a lot of, as people might ask, old people in the state, but it's not the majority at this time. And the next one, is anyone actually from Florida? Now, this is a very good question because a lot of people are not native to Florida. Myself, I was born and raised in the state of Florida. But many people, either if they're born and raised here, they leave here. But there's so many more people who are coming to the state of Florida, especially from New York. Right now, we have a lot of people coming from... if you're the other state, but like the mid, not the Midwest, but different parts of the South are coming here to Florida. So we do have a huge mixture of people, to the point where some parts of Florida don't really feel like the South. It feels like a little bit more of the North trying to play the South down here. So it's not a true Southern experience, if that's what you're looking for. Kind of once you hit Central Florida, we become very different. Northern Florida is very, very much more what you would expect of like Southern style, hospitality, just how people behave is more Southern. Down here though, once you hit like Central Florida, I'm looking at this map that kind of shows like right when you hit Central Florida, we're very different. We have so many more people from different states, different areas, that it just kind of, it's this weird mixture of culture down here that's very interesting, but also very different. All right, we're going to do a couple more. This next one I see is, I don't agree with this one, but it asks, why are Floridians the worst drivers in the whole world? I don't agree with this. I don't agree with this. I admit that, as with any state, we have bad drivers. Myself, I can be the bad driver someday if I'm in a hurry. But you have to remember in the state of Florida that we have a population of 27 million people. And throughout the year, we can have that many people, or about two times more, I believe. Maybe not two times more, but we can have at least that another 27 million people coming to Florida to visit, tourists, people who don't know where they're driving, who don't know where they're going, but who are trying to drive on the roads with us, who know where we're going, who are late, who are being delayed by these people who don't know where they're going. So I'm not going to say that Floridians are bad drivers. I'm going to say that tourists impede us and we get annoyed. So, well, if you are coming to Florida as a tourist, do remember that this is our home field. We know this area. So we can get around you faster. We will go around you faster because we know where we are going. So don't totally think we're bad drivers. Consider perhaps you are a slow tourist. Maybe. That could be it. I'm not totally saying you are, but it could be. But I do agree. Yes, we have some bad driving here in Florida, but we have people who've come from New York and many other parts of the country who have come here to live, and so they affect our driving. So it's not totally us. It's not totally us. Let me see. Oh, so this one's good. Have you ever seen a rocket launch? Yes. I generally try to get out and see all of them. Recently, though, with SpaceX, there's been a lot of launches that are ready, then they're canceled or scrubbed would be the term we used, delayed. So sometimes it's not possible to remember. It's like, okay, it switched from this day to this day. And sometimes you forget the schedule. Before, when it was very rare to have one, it was very easy. It's like, okay, it's going to be at this time. Okay, it's been delayed for a day. Okay. It's easy to remember, but there's so many now, it's a little bit more difficult to remember. But generally, in many parts of the state, you can see it. Some of the SpaceX ones are doing right now that are just carrying the Starlink satellites, those are not very loud, and they're not super, super bright. If they're at night, like the one last night was, you can probably have seen it a little bit better. All the way over in like Orlando. I'm not sure for sure about like the Tampa area. If you can see it all the way over there, it would be a very, very small speck, I imagine. But as we get some of these bigger rockets going, the Artemis rocket, the SLS, This is supposed to prepare us to go back to the moon. That should be a much bigger rocket. It's going to be much heavier. So it will have a lot more power, a lot more noise. So I definitely think it'll be easier for people in other parts of the central Florida area at least to be able to see it. It would be much easier, even if you're not on the space coast, to see a launch. You'll be able to see one pretty well. All right. Well, those are the only questions I'm going to answer. I'm sure there's some other ones. And I'm curious, do you have any questions about Florida? People who live in Florida, what is it like to live in Florida? Please leave me a comment. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can leave me a comment down in the comment section. Or if you're listening on the podcast, on Spotify, wherever, it probably would be easier to send me a DM through Instagram or through my email, which are both listed down below in the description. So if you have any more questions, please let me know and we'll make another podcast answering your questions about Florida. It can be anything, whatever you want. Thank you for listening and tune in next week for the next Ant on the Move podcast. Bye.